Welcome, drug users, to the rich man's high, cocaine. It's our luxury flight, and we'll experience a high cocaine energy. Cocaine is addictive at times, so our landing may be rough due to nosebleeds, destroyed membranes, high blood pressure. A few passengers may even die. But then,
the trip is such fun.
Tonight, take a trip through the illegal drug traffic jam in the underworld of cocaine, the champagne drug. An Eyewitness News close-up at 6 on Channel 7.
I remember Bobby Blue when he was just 13. Had the brightest smile and the biggest freckles you had ever seen. Threw rocks and red cherry trees like all boys his age will. But somewhere down the line, he caught the train in New Wellsville. Bobby, don't you take the train, you're heading for a life of hurt and pain. Your mama done cried, her eyes all red, thinking someday you might turn up dead down in New Wellsville. First you started smoking, but that was just for style. Then you started sniffing powder every once in a while. Then you moved to the old skin pop, that got to be a little hard to drop. All aboard for the next stop, New Wellsville. Bobby, don't you take the train, you're heading for a life of hurt and pain. Your mama done cried, her eyes all red, thinking any day you might turn up dead down in New Wellsville. When the town folk got the news, the sun was raging hot. Your daddy lied to keep his pride, he said you got shot. When the preacher closed the Bible and said, let God's will be done, I stood and cried as I said goodbye to my own 16-year-old son. We'd be sitting by the river. Way back then I knew he was going astray. I'd put my arms around him. I tried to tell him. Why wouldn't he listen? He'd just nod and smile and keep on fishing. Yeah, Dad, he'd say. Bobby, don't you take the train. You're heading for a life of hurt and pain. Don't you know that your cheap thrill's gonna add up to one hell of a bill down in New Wellsville? I remember Bobby Blue when he...
Just as night begins to fall, Eddie, Donnie, Timmy, and Charles are coming out of the local movie house.
Ooh, that sure was a scary movie.
Scary? You could say that again.
Ooh, that sure was a scary movie.
Okay, we got the message.
Oh, it wasn't all that scary.
Just as those words are out of his mouth, a fat cat runs directly across his feet. Eddie screams.
That wasn't all that scary, huh, Eddie?
Yeah, man, really got it, man, really got it, man, really got it.
Y'all think you're so smart, huh? All right, let's see who the tough guys really are. Come on, let's take the shortcut through the park.
Now?
That's what I said.
Yeah, it's pretty spooky in there. You sure you can deal with it, Eddie?
The boys start to run through the park. They get halfway through when moans and groans are heard.
Wait up. I'm serious, I thought I heard something. You did hear something, the chattering of my teeth. Here it goes again. The sound is coming from those bushes.
Sounds like someone in pain.
Donnie stops. The boys cautiously look through the bushes. There's a young boy leaning over in pain and bruised.
Look, it's a kid.
Hey, man, what's the matter?
It looks like someone beat him up. Let's get him over to the park bench.
The boys help the injured youngster to the bench, and just as he sits, a box falls out of his pocket, exposing some pills.
Hold it. He dropped something.
Hey, man, what's your name? What happened to you?
My name is Blue.
What happened to you?
I had a tumble with some of my friends.
With friends like that, who needs enemies?
Are these yours?
Blue snatches the box out of Timmy's hand.
Give me those.
Hey, you don't have to snatch.
I'm sorry. Thanks for helping me. I'll be okay. I gotta split.
He stands to leave and falls back to the bench in pain.
We better get him a doctor.
No, no, no doctor. I just want to go home. Man, just help me home.
You might have some bones broken.
I'll be okay. Just help me to my feet.
Where you live?
2 blocks south of North Street.
Hey, that's near our clubhouse.
You new in the neighborhood? I don't remember seeing you around here before. How long you been here?
How come you won't ask so many questions? I'm just here, man. That's all. Now let's go.
Blue puts his arm around Eddie and Donnie's neck. Timmy and Charles follow them out of the park. The boys arrive at a tenement.
Okay, this is it. You guys can split now.
We'll help you to your apartment.
No, man. Everything's cool, right here.
Eddie and Donnie continue to take him up the stairs.
It's number 2S. Okay, y'all split.
Charles knocks on the door.
Who's there?
It's me, Ma. It's Blue.
Blue's mother opens the door.
Oh, my goodness. What happened to you?
Mama, help me.
I think he needs a doctor.
The boys help Blue into his bed.
Who are you boys? Where'd you find him?
My name is Donnie, and this is Eddie, Charles, and Timmy. We found him in the park. We were just coming from the movies when we heard this sound. It turned out to be him.
Mama, please. Mama, help me.
Help you? That's all I've been trying to do is help you. But you got all the answers.
He needs a doctor bad.
I have no doctor, money. We'll have to take him to the emergency. Doctors don't pay house calls in this neighborhood.
I don't want to go to no hospital, Mama. Please.
You don't want to go? What have you been into? Hanging out with your so-called friends. Gangsters. That's what they are, gangsters.
Mama, please.
I'm not moving until you tell me what you've been doing.
Mama, please. Please help me.
May I use your phone, Mrs. Blue?
It's in the kitchen.
Gracious hello, this is your operator, Miss Tomlin. How in all humble servitude may I be of assistance?
Hello, operator. This is Donnie John John. I want to call Muhammad Ali, the heavyweight champion of the world. This is his number, 324-3000. Please hurry up and connect me. It's very important.
Is your mother at home?
I'm not at my house right now. I'm calling from Blue's house. Mrs. Blue said I could use the phone.
My name is Ernestine Tomlin of the telephone company.
Huh?
Now just speak up and spit it out. What is your name?
Donnie.
What is your last name?
Donnie John John.
Donnie John John. Is that hyphenated?
Wow, you're weird.
May I have that number again, please?
324-3000.
Just a moment, please. And who are you calling at that number?
Muhammad Ali!
Oh, just slow down. Just slow down a second. Muhammad Ali. How is that spelled, please?
M-U-H.
Just a minute. What's after the M?
M-M-A-M-D.
Oh, don't make me laugh.
Muhammad Ali! M-U-H-A-M-M-A-D. Capital A-L-I.
Little tyke like you calling the heavyweight champ of the world. All right, but if you're lying to me, I'm going to have to do something about this. I'm dialing this number now. Uh-huh. 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 Just wait, we'll see who answers. Oh my goodness. Is that you, Muhammad? Oh, this is Miss Tomlin of the telephone company. What a pleasure it is to hear you talking over the wires. Go ahead, please. There's a youngster here who wants to speak with you, Donnie. I don't know how he got your private number, but believe me, we're going to take it out of the phone book and any other source.
Hello? Ali, hi. This is Donnie. We need your help. We're at 2856 North Street, apartment 2S. Please hurry. Bring a doctor, too. Yes, it's that serious. I can explain it all when you get here.
Well, just a minute, Mr. Ali, before you go, I was wondering, could we have an autographed picture of you for here in the switchboard room? To come down, you could just send it to us in an envelope with a stiff cardboard to make sure it doesn't get wrinkled. We wouldn't want that pretty face of yours to get any lines or crevices in it. And don't send it postage due either.
Meanwhile, back at Blue's house.
Ali coming? Pronto. A doctor's coming.
Who is coming?
Muhammad Ali.
He's a friend of ours.
We're his gang. He's bringing a doctor too? Oh no.
Ungrateful. You ought to be glad someone's bringing you a doctor.
There's a knock on the door.
Maybe it's Ali.
Mrs. Blue opens the door. There's a little boy with a note in his hand. He hands the note to Mrs. Blue and runs away.
What's this? Wait a minute. Who gave this to you?
She reads the note.
Is anything wrong?
Oh, my Lord. What have you got yourself into? Listen to this.
Dear Mama Blue, if you love your son truly, make him come through with the dough that he blew. But he got the nails very slate. He's got 24 hours to peel or lie deep with the rest of the heels. He knows who I am. No need to explain. If he wants no more pain, he'll come up with the green.
I should never have moved into this neighborhood. Nothing but no good has come out of it, Blue.
Don't worry, Mrs. Blue. Ali will be here.
There's a knock at the door.
I know that's him now.
Can't be too sure. Let me answer the door. Who's there?
Muhammad Ali.
Mrs. Blue opens the door.
I told you he'd come.
Assalamualaikum.
Salam.
This is Mrs. Blue.
This is Dr. Asa.
Good evening. Where's the patient?
In there, doctor.
Ali takes the boys in private conference.
What's up?
He said some friends beat him up.
And some pills fell out of his pocket, too.
Pills?
Blue got real touchy when we picked them up, too.
Blue?
That's his name. Another thing happened, too. Mrs. Blue got a threatening note.
What? A threatening note?
Mrs. Blue has it. We think you ought to read it.
Ali goes into Blue's room.
How is he, Dr. Hazel?
Well, it appears there's no broken bones. Some bruised ribs, I think. We need some x-rays to be absolutely sure. A little shock, I think. I have some medication for him. He just needs to calm down. You have a very frightened young man here.
He's not frightened enough.
Mama, not now!
Why not now?
You really did come. I didn't believe you were coming.
Yes. Maybe you can talk some sense into him. He thinks I'm a fool. A mother knows when their children are in trouble.
Ali reads the note.
How long have you been pushing drugs, Blue?
I ain't pushing no drugs.
Then you better read this. How come your mama got this note?
What note? I don't know anything about no note.
Now, Blue, just how long have you been pushing drugs? And who is the guy you've been pushing for? He's beaten you up already. Your mother might be the next one to be beaten. Come on, who is he?
His name is Fat Cat, the Dope King.
Where does he live?
I don't know. He just shows up around lunchtime at school.
Did any of his other friends come by?
Sometimes a lady comes by. We call her Golden Lady because she strictly deals with coke.
Coke?
cocaine, Mrs. Blue. Where do you get the money to deal with such expensive drugs?
We sell ups to the kids, 25 cents a tab.
What do you own? What are you doing that you owe so much money to the pusher?
How do you know I owe?
Man, we weren't born yesterday. Dope is all around us. Because the leeches in this world will make you feel good. Come on and get happy. We'll just needle all of your troubles away.
I don't mess with no needle.
It's just the pills, huh? What about the kids who do? How do you feel about them?
They have to take care of themselves.
Just like you took care of yourself tonight, right?
What am I supposed to do?
Well, tell me this. What got you on the money room? Are you saving to buy your mama a castle? Man, what are you doing for? Why bleed other people for easy life? Blue, listen. What goes around comes around.
Blue, why don't you come and join our gang?
Better still, why don't you help us to get rid of people like your friend, Fat Cat, the Dope King?
You must be kidding.
It can be done.
How?
You can help us track him down. I've been working on drug cases for some time now, and we can't ever get the pusher. You could help us, Blue.
Be a squealer.
Fat Cat have sent your mama a threatening note about killing you. And you lie, beat up in your bed talking about squealing. Man, you are a joke.
I ain't no joke.
Then help us.
How?
We do not have much time. The letter said 24 hours.
Eddie, Donnie, Charles, and Timmy, I think you should go home. We're going to need you in this project, too. Be ready for some hard work tomorrow. I'll put you in a taxi.
The boys leave.
Good day, everybody.
I know you mean well, but I hope everything turns out well.
I'm sure it will. Won't it, Blue?
Ali returns.
Now what are we going to do?
I'm going to pose as a prospective buyer. I want you to muscle up all the strength you have and make a call to your wholesaler.
But he only comes around the school grounds.
He knows where you live. Somebody's got to know where he lives. Get to it, Blue.
Blue starts dialing.
Tell him you want to see him. You've got a customer who wants to buy a lot. Tell him he wants to meet with him very soon.
Now wait a minute, Ali.
Don't you worry. Everything is going to be A-okay.
The next day, at the clubhouse, with the gang and Dr. Asa, Ali speaks.
Okay, kids, what did you find out about drugs today?
I went to the library. I found out that many users of drugs become drug peddlers in order to supply their own need for drugs.
Darlene, what is a peddler?
One who sells.
When you say drugs, what kind of drugs are you relating to?
Dope.
What do you mean by dope, Kelly?
I mean heroin.
When we talk about drugs, let's be specific, okay?
I found out some terms for drugs. Another name for heroin is horse. A pillhead is someone who uses barbiturate and or amphetamine.
Continue.
Dope or junk usually refers to heroin. Grass or weed refers to marijuana.
It's all very strange.
Why? What do you mean, Donnie?
Alcohol can be and is addictive to some people, yet it is legal. I don't understand it. Is it the drugs or the people?
That's an excellent question, and it's yet to be answered. I think that anything that's not necessary for our existence should not be consumed in our bodies.
Is candy bad for our bodies?
Anything can be bad for our systems if we are overindulgent or take too much.
That's right, Ali. There are people who eat too much, you know. They get so fat that it can cause heart trouble, and possibly they'll die at an early age.
We have many addicts in many forms. Some drink too much. Some take too many pills, and some use dope.
I never thought about it that way. There sure is a lot to learn.
That's right. We learn something every day of our lives.
Yep, it's something to think about. And I hope we can get Blue to think about some of those things, too.
Back to Blue's house.
Mama, what did Dr. Asa say about my ribs?
Everything's gonna be fine. If you stay off your feet and rest, no broken bones. You are very, very lucky.
Did Ali call?
No, and no answer from your hustle friends either.
I sure am scared.
Not so tough no more, huh? What's the matter? Blue, it takes you a long time to grow up. Some people never do.
I wish it was all over.
You wish. You know, Blue, if all my wishes came true, I might be in a world of trouble right now.
What do you mean, Mama?
It's just that you have to be very careful what you wish for. You just might get it.
Oh, I see. You might just wish for something you don't need.
Or can't handle.
There's a knock on the door.
Who is it?
A messenger.
Mrs. Blue opens the door, leaving the chain attached.
My name is Kanelm, a friend of Ali's. Ali asked me to come over and sit with you.
Suddenly the phone rings.
Ma, it's for you.
Just 1 minute.
She closes the door and answers the phone.
Hello, yes? Just got here. Okay, right. Thank you. Thank you so very much.
She opens the door.
I'm sorry, but it's just been a little scary around here lately.
Well, that's why I'm here. Have you heard anything yet?
No word. Come meet my son. This is Robert Blue. He prefers to be called Blue. Blue, this is Kanelm, a friend of Ali.
Hello.
Salam alaikum. Hello, my friend. How are you feeling?
Much better.
May I get you something?
Oh, no, thank you. I'm just fine.
I guess all we can do is sit and wait.
Another knock on the door.
Mrs. Blue, relax. Just answer the door.
Who is it?
Meanwhile, back at the clubhouse.
All right, kids, now that we've gathered all this information about drug abuse, how can we get this information to the public?
Drugs is nothing new, but it seems we have to find a new way to get people more actively involved.
We can go on a campaign with Ali.
You can come to my school. My teacher loves to have guests all the time.
Excellent.
We can get booklets from the Narcotics Bureau and hand them out at each lecture.
Is that going to be enough? I'm sure there has been a lot of talk on the subject. We need proof.
You mean like example, a beginning, a middle, and an end?
We sure don't need no more drugs to stop people from using drugs.
That's for sure.
Let's ask Blue to work with us. I'm sure he'll do it.
What about the kids that are hooked already? Where can they go?
Very interesting, Donnie. I think I've got just the place.
I know. Brother St. John's place.
Right on time, little brother. Right on time.
If he says it's okay, now I can get some people to teach some skills to the kids that will go there.
They will need love, too.
Yes, we all need that.
The scene changes to Fat Cat's office. A large, pudgy man in mid-40s, dressed very flashy with cat features. He's on the phone.
Yeah, everything's covered, everything's fine. Peter Push is on his way to check the line. When you mean it better be okay. Whatever I do is just that way. What if I don't work? Man don't have no stroke, everything's everything, or I'll go for broke. Yeah, the lady is here, oh, I'm looking fine. Ready to be here, waiting for the line. Talking to you.
He hangs up the phone.
What's this I hear? What's this I see? The man don't trust? Doesn't want to flee?
No, just a little nervous. That's what he says. I don't think so. Just pulling rank with what he pays.
This should be good. This should be very nice. The price is right. We'll all have a place to cool the ice.
Ain't that right? Ain't that nice?
As cool as mice in a tiny bowl of rice.
All you gotta do is be smooth, be cool.
Yeah, don't play the fool.
Maybe be cool. Maybe be cool.